Hello and welcome back to Mindfulness for Kids with O. So today I'm going to start off the podcast with yes, a breathing exercise, but also I have a little announcement. So announcement time before we do the breathing exercise. What is the announcement you may be thinking? If I were you, I would think that. But enough gibbering for me. What? I mean, I just can't get a sentence out without gibbering. It's just me and weird stuff. But the announcement is we're almost coming to an end to season 4, and then it's season 5, I believe. I can't remember quite that well, but I really hope you enjoyed my guide to how to make a podcast. I was going to make a part 2, but I sort of delayed it, and yeah, and sorry, there was this whole big... So I do have another big announcement for my next podcast. I can't wait to say it, but yeah, it's a big surprise, basically. So stay in tune for the next one. But today, let's get on to the breathing exercise. So find a comfy space, and preferably somewhere where you can sit cross-legged. Sorry if you can hear my chair moving a bit. I'm sitting cross-legged myself as well. So sit cross-legged and close your eyes. Keep on breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. In, out. Keep on doing this. I'm going to tell you a special story today. So imagine you are a king or queen in that context, and you rule the whole of the world. And you are a good queen or king, and that makes you want to do very good things, and you can, you have the right to. But there's only one problem. Your son, the prince, wants to rule, and he's not happy with the fact that you get to rule and not him, because he's been told he gets to rule. But he very sadly has this thing which makes him not able to be king, and well, he's not able to live long enough to be king. It's very sad, and I probably shouldn't be saying this in the podcast, but then again, if you think about it, life can get very dark sometimes. It's not good to hide it, but then again, it's not good to always show it. You need to have a balance, and I think that's always the case for this sort of stuff. But yeah, but he's really annoyed and upset. I mean, you would be upset if you were told when you were younger that you were always going to be king, but then you find out, like right now, that you're never going to have that specialty. And what would you do? I want you to think about this. Let your son be king and just hope that he is okay. Or just say to him, I have to be king. I don't really mind what you say, but there is one option that I think most of you will think is the better option. I would think that too if I were you. So, yes, and what is that better option? And I'm going to tell it to you now. The better option is to let your son be king whilst he can, and then when he dies, sadly, or maybe they find a cure. Maybe you could find a cure for him, so you wouldn't have to let him be king, because you could just wait until you die of old age. and he gets to be king, because that's how it normally works. So yeah, maybe just pay loads of money to find a cure. That could be the best way. There's so many ways, but I think if you don't have the money to find the cure, or you've already tried and it wasn't achieved, then I would just let your son be king. It's the nicest thing you could possibly do to someone who knows they're going to die and don't want to die. It's pretty sad, but luckily it's not an actual story. It's not real. But yeah, you can open your eyes and just get back to normal breathing, or you can just continue that and listen over it. That has been the breathing exercise. Okay, so another thing is this podcast will be, well, not too short actually, because the breathing exercise did take up quite a while, but another announcement is, well, these podcasts will be on YouTube as well, and yes, it might take me a while to upload them all because there's so many, but yeah, so when they get onto Anchor, maybe a bit after, they'll go onto YouTube. It just takes a while. You have to download the audio and then upload all the different audio bits. But yeah, it's really exciting for me, and it's a big step forward in Mindfulness for Kids with O. I've been O from Mindfulness for Kids with O, and this was my podcast. Yeah, I don't really think this podcast deserves a title. It's just my podcast. Yeah, it's been nice. It's not gonna end in a long time. But yeah, I just want to say I really enjoy making them. I'm not gonna cry. Okay, bye.